AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A judge in Utah ruled a mother of three who published a children's book about grief after her husband's death and was later accused of fatally poisoning him will stand trial. Prosecutors say Corey Richens slipped five times the lethal dose of the synthetic opioid fentanyl into a Moscow Mule cocktail that her husband Eric drank. Prosecutor Brad Bloodworth says Richens got the drugs through a housekeeper, Carmen Lauber. He questioned Detective Jeff O'Driscoll.
Did Summit County detectives talk with the man who distributed the fentanyl to Ms. Lauber?
Yes.
And did he say that she requested fentanyl?
Yes.
Corey Richens has been adamant in maintaining she is innocent. The New Hampshire Health Department says a person who tested positive for the mosquito-borne eastern equine encephalitis virus has died.
The first in the state in a decade, infectious disease specialist Dr. Richard Ellison says it's rare for people to contract what is also known as Triple E.
Though it's a very rare infection, we have no treatment for it to do this. And if once someone gets it, it's just all we can do is provide supportive care, and it can kill people.
The CDC says there are typically about 11 human cases of eastern equine encephalitis in the U.S. per year. I'm Julie Walker.
Excessive heat alerts are up in the central part of the country. Emily Paul was at the Minnesota State Fair trying her best to stay cool.
Pretty sticky, but when the clouds go in front of the sun and you get a little shade or you can hide around a building, it's actually okay.
Numerous schools in Ohio planned early dismissals today due to the expected heat. A judge in Florida denied bond for a fire deputy in the shooting of a black Air Force senior airman who answered his apartment door while holding a gun pointed at the floor. The judge ordered Eddie Duran held until a pretrial detention hearing. This is AP News. In 2021, Latinas in the U.S. contributed $1.3 trillion to the gross domestic product. Here's the AP's Jennifer King.
That's about as much as Florida's economy, and at a growth rate triple that of non-Latinos during the same period. That's according to a report by California Lutheran University and UCLA that was funded by Bank of America and compiled from publicly available data from U.S. agencies. While Black and Latina workers still experience a wage gap, co-author David Hayes Bautista, who heads the Center for the Study of Latino Health and Culture at UCLA's School of Medicine, says many U.S.-born daughters of older immigrants are entering the workforce with bilingual skills and much higher education levels, creating what he calls a slingshot effect. Economist Michael Fina, a study co-author, says it shows that Latinas are drivers of economic vitality in the United States. Fina says Latinas are also outpacing other groups in investments like starting businesses and homeownership. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.